Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And I play the bongo.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We actually have sound tonight, so enjoy Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. Perhaps some turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. For those of you listening in Canada, it is our United States of America Thanksgiving this week. I don't know, man. Maybe we should start doing the Canadian one instead. I think we got more Canadians than Yanks. Well, the closed caption is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of industrial-strength Q-tips and powdered pudding pops. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their lousy patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Bad Shrimp. What's Canadian Thanksgiving? Like November 1st? Something like that. Or October. In October? I don't remember. Pumpkin pie. I had some whiskey that smelled and tasted exactly like pumpkin pie. Is that wild stuff? Moonshine. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. October. October for Canadian Thanksgiving. Well, that's a good excuse to eat turkey again, I'd say. I'm going to celebrate both next year. All right. You're listening to Grenache Network, one of the finest in pumpkin pie entertainment. Mondays, it's possum pie. Tuesdays and Thursdays, or whenever the fuck he wants, it's clobbering pie. And then Friday, it's regular pie with cheese. Well, the phone lines will be open in, I don't know, a couple minutes?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Like you crave that corn when it's freshly bopped, you gotta beat it to the box with the butter on the top. Don't hesitate, mate, make that scene. Get eyes for the coolest and dig some ice cream. Get with it, man, start strolling down to the sweets that you're rolling, the best in town. Our candy's real gone, if I'm understood. To all you squares, that means the confection is positively delicious. Give me five, let me send you into this nutty jive. All the cats go cool for the dog that's hot, and the burgers are the biggest. Dad, that's a lot. Go, man, go, it ain't very far. Shake it on down to this cool snack bar. Come on, Jill, give us a treat. A friendly pepper-upper with a tasty beat.
Drink Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, 'cause it never lets you down.
Frosty, man, frosty.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum.
I'm Vincent Price.
I choose a boneless roast, boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast, boneless roast. Pork.
I choose a boneless roast, boneless
pork. Pork.
I choose a boneless roast, boneless.
I love a good pork sandwich.
I choose a boneless
sirloin pork sandwich.
Pork
sirloin pork sandwich. I rub my roast with 2 teaspoons of spiced salt and granulated pepper, and I roast it first uncovered in a roasting pan with a lid for 20 minutes at 475 degrees. I rub my roast, I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast, I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast, I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast, I choose a boneless roast. When the fat is browned, I take the roast from the oven and lift it out of the roasting pan. I take a pound of pitted prunes and two onions peeled and cut into eighths, and stir them into the pan drippings with a cup of red wine. Then I set the pork back in the pan on the bed of prunes and onions. I toss in two or three cloves and a bay leaf, and I cover it tightly. The pork should roast 30 minutes per pound of meat, so for our 5-pound roast, it will take about 2.5 hours. I choose a boneless roast. Let me tell you, the smell of this roasting should drive the most complacent family wild with desire. Somehow, the kitchen starts to smell like some wonderful magic is taking place, and believe me, it is. The prunes taste divine. Even prune haters will love them. Your reputation as a cook should take off from here. Sit back and enjoy the compliment. Boneless roast. Boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Fucking, what do you call, Mickey Mouse's 90th birthday, but he's a cartoon character. So.
Okay. Aren't we all? Maybe we're all cartoon characters in the big scheme of life.
Cartoon characters in comic book of life.
Hey, I like
we'll
that
say beatnik
that
to Bill Maher. The what?
That little beatnik thing you were playing. I love it when they say, "Come on, Jill, give us a treat." It's like they missed a big opportunity here.
That's pretty cool. That's like one of those bumpers at the drive-in, you know, the advertisement to tell you to go to the snack bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It must have been at one of them hippie drive-ins. Or beatniks.
I love that. They didn't go with give me a thrill. They didn't go with give me a thrill. They want with give us a treat.
Here we go. Cracking a Yuengling Golden Pilsner, ladies and gentlemen.
Ice is good. I just fired up a brick house, Commodore. I fired up a brick house. A nice toasty
all right,
cigar.
All right.
So I got that in today.
I need to get back to work, man. I had no work in 2 weeks. I got another 2 weeks till I got work. It's not that I mean, it's not money. It's just I just need to work, you know. Every once in a while, stretch it out.
Ted likes you around.
Well, that's true, but it gets weird. The longer I stay in the house, the longer I stay in the house, if you get my drift. I don't want to, you know, get to be the bunker. I'm not ready for the bunker yet, man. I got another month left before I go to the bunker. Well, you got any Thanksgiving dinner in your future?
I have no idea. Might be having stuff with my sisters. I don't know. I don't feel like doing anything. Stupid fucking holiday.
I like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's Christmas the drag, I think.
I think they're all fucking drag.
I can't say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Who the fuck ever told anybody they couldn't say Merry fucking Christmas?
Uh-huh.
No one.
Unless,
ever.
Unless they
shut the fuck up already.
unless they mean retail businesses, you know, but that's just smart business to say happy holidays.
Yeah. Well, sure. I don't.
But everybody.
When I'm working, I say.
Anybody.
Right. Stupid. Stupid. And, you know, the memes are coming out already with the. I said on one, I said, who told you you couldn't say Merry Christmas? You send them to me. I'll deal with them. And say nothing.
Take care of that. We'll set them straight.
But I we could blow up Thanksgiving if you want.
Yes, please.
Okay. I thought of this at the last minute, as a matter of fact. I said, you know,
All right. We
have the power to blow shit up.
Yes, we do.
Blow the whole goddamn holiday up.
Stuff that right up.
I'm
the
going.
Turkey
I'm going to get
fucking ass, Commodore.
I'm getting turkey Saturday
ass.
Though, so you know.
Okay. Well.
God bless America. All righty. We're going to blow up Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, I went to my future in-laws last year. That was a fun time. Had to hug all the women, you know how it is.
All right. So you got little titty squeezes.
Oh, man, I was stinking like girl on the way home, you know. I'm like,
all right.
Three, four different types of girl. But this year, they're out of town. And the old man had a turkey, though. I don't know where he got the turkey. So he give that to my son. And him and his old girl going to crispy that thing up. And taters and whatnot. Man, I hope his old roommate shows up with the potatoes. That guy could make some potatoes.
Yeah, I'm not a food fan. I could care less. Never was a food fan.
I can't eat a lot. I like to taste it, but I can't eat a lot anymore. You know, I'll eat very small portions. So, there's only one Thanksgiving song. One Thanksgiving song I can think of.
Okay.
Right? Over the river, through the woods, to grandmother's house we go, right?
Okay, all right.
Isn't that a Thanksgiving song?
Yeah, why not?
That and Smallpox for the Indians. That's more of a mambo.
It is safe to state that the grandchildren of some of the people in this dinner will not be born on Earth.
An injury, and it can be fatal.
Lonely, baby. Hope he's lonely.
Nice one there. The
yeah, those guys.
The Rock and Sock'em Robots. No, the Velvet Elvises. No, the Coffin Nails. The Coffin Nails.
Ah, the Coffin Nails. That's who nails.
That is. Right. Hey, speaking of Coffin Nails, Wednesday will be my 7th anniversary. Not smoking
you
cigarettes.
Rock.
Ta-da!
You rock, sir.
7 years.
You're back.
I still have fucking dreams, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? I'll be halfway through a pack. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can smoke one once in a while. I'm cool, you know.
You're Damon. It's your Damon.
Slippery. So I had the weirdest fucking dream this morning. I'm not even going to talk about it. It wasn't sexual. It was stupid.
Oh.
I woke up and I'm like, that's the stupidest fucking thing ever. So dumb.
Kratom gives you some stupid dreams.
Yeah. I got to get Bogey's mom on that Kratom.
Yeah?
She'd dig that. She's 92 years old, man. Needs to relax.
Give her some weed. Yeah, get that. Want some weed. 92.
She takes a little bit. Yeah, she takes a little bit of weed.
Right.
For back and whatnot. Yeah. Blind as a bat, poor dear.
Yeah,
stay out of her way. Well, we got Mickey Mouse's birthday. Was yesterday.
I didn't even know it was Mickey Mouse's birthday when I sent you that.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Yeah,
there.
I didn't know that.
And it actually, Ub Iwerks, or UB Iwerks, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
He was the guy that created Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
He was the art. Yeah. Ub.
Uncle Walt was the finance. He was a businessman, that's all.
Yeah, he was a business guy. And they became wildly successful once they had Mickey Mouse and whatnot. And then it's one night at a party in Hollywood, a kid asked Disney to draw Mickey Mouse. And Walt handed the paper to Ub. Ub walked out because he didn't get enough credit. He didn't want to work with Walt anymore, but he still wanted to work in animation. So he quit on him early.
Yeah.
Early on.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Then he came back and worked in other capacities. Holy mother of pearl, Ted.
And Disney had nothing to do with his famous signature either.
Right. A lot of times when people will get a record album signed by him and, you know, think, Not realize that it's actually signed by Walt Disney.
I never thought of that.
Scroll.
Such a fake.
Well, there's the Possum Lounge, ladies and germs.
Yes, Possum Lounge.
What they make up, what they lack in numbers, they make up in enthusiasm, fortitude, loyalty, and nice breath.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. There's Dr. K.
And charm.
Wouldn't be a show.
Dr. K.
And charm. Good breath and charm. Dr. K. Wouldn't be a show. But not Dr. K.
Cake.
Ford Prefect has a doctor's excuse.
Okay.
He's out visiting a sick friend. So.
Okay, he brought in a note from Epstein's boss?
Yeah, Epstein's mother sent a note for Ford Prefect, so he's excused. And then there's Maggie C. First in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge. Ted's farting in your honor tonight. Wow, that one was juicy, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, he saves him for Possum. It's so weird, man. Like,
he knows what he's doing.
I don't notice him farting any other time. And I'm sitting there trapped in front of the computer, and he SBDs, baby. Silent but deadly. Yeah, Kate can smell it from there. That's crazy. All right. Well,
it's melting the snow in Canada.
That's causing those fires in California. You're going to have to get your rakes out, man. I didn't rake my leaves this year. So if there's a big fire, you know who to blame.
Fuck that. Fuck the leaves.
And there's Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking.
I thought you guys...
Man, I got to sip these beers. They're like real beer. They're not like Natty's. I could sit there and drink Natty's all damn day, which I sometimes do. Not these bad boys. Woo! Well, there they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Boom, 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 boom. Where's my damn quickie? Oh, shit, man. I lost my damn quickie.
No one leaves the lounge.
When I'm feeling sad and blue, I tell all my troubles to Geraldine. So I remember that one. Maybe it's just as well.
Yeah. That's it. And it was a good one, though, man. I'll try to upload it again. And in lieu of the quickie I was going to play, I'll just pretend that I was going to play this quickie.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told uranium ore's worth more than gold. Sold my cad, I bought me a Jeep. I got that bug and I can't sleep.
Uranium fever has come and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has come and got me down.
Well, I had a talk with the AEC, and they brought out some maps that looked good to me. And one showed me a spot he said he knowed, so I straddled my Jeep and headed down the road. I reckon I drove about 100 miles down a bumpy road out through the wilds, when all of a sudden I bounced to a stop at the foot of a mountain, didn't have no top.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Well, I took the Geiger and I started to climb right up to the top where I thought I'd find a hunk of rock that'd make it click just like I'd read about Vernon Pick. On the second day, I made the top, and I'm telling you, Steve, I was ready to stop. The only clicking that I heard that day was the bones in my back that had gone astray.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever, it's spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Well, you pack up your things, you head out again into some unknown spot where nobody's been. You reach the spot where your fortune lies. You find it's been staked by 17 other guys. Well, I ain't kidding, I ain't gonna quit. That bug's done caught me and I've been bit. So with a Geiger counter and a pick in my hand, I'll keep right on staking that government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Yeah, absolutely, because nothing says Thanksgiving like uranium fever. Am I right?
Exactly.
Or am I right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I've secured the other quickie, so we'll get to that. You know, I just realized Cake's talking about winter, and there wasn't like no fall. I got to get sandbags for the truck, man. You know, that's a thing. If you don't have weight in the back.
Way down the truck.
You're getting the snow and you're zippity doo dawn all over the place. I'm gonna preemptive
good.
Strike on Ted here. No, you don't want that happening. But every summer my ex-wife steals my fucking sandbags. Which is okay because the bags get holes in them, you know, and they start leaking and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
But
Did she use it for
it's
garbage?
Really, yeah, she like uses it to landscape, and it's like, you know, it just washes away. It's sand. So, they're inexpensive. Actually, they sell a thing you can put in the back of your truck to weight it down. It's like made
Isn't
for
it
that.
Taste bad enough?
You would think.
Yeah, I
know. He's damn near.
It's a nice day. Throw Ted the back of the truck. I like it.
Yeah, I need you for, need you for ballast. Here we go. Oh, okay, he's ready. Come back in. Good old Teddy. Pain in the neck. Yeah, he's a good dog. Yeah, that pumpkin pie moonshine was something else, man. That would be so cool for, like, Thanksgiving.
Well, it's the second season of Justified. Mag Bennett used to make apple pie.
Moonshine.
It tastes like apple pie, but she always poisoned people with it.
Well, that's the thing. That's the one I have.
Yeah.
The pumpkin pie wasn't ready yet. And so Mr. Science, you know, as a happy birthday, got me the apple pie moonshine.
Yeah. Bennett apple pie.
But I'm thinking this stuff probably has a limited shelf life. I'm not sure. They make it right there in West Newton. That can't be good.
Well,
water from the Yaukagany River, no doubt. It was an interesting place. Did I talk about that Friday?
No, I don't think
distillery.
So.
Yeah, we went to this distillery. These things are popping up all over the country. Distilleries, wineries, breweries. This was just a distillery, but...
Yeah. You told us about the winery you went to when you were working. That was interesting.
Yeah, I'll be going there in a couple of weeks. That's my next gig.
Oh, good.
I'm just pining for that gig, man. I need to draw heads. Badly. Dying for heads. All right. Ready for our Thanksgiving quickie?
Yeah, later on.
The official Thanksgiving quickie. Take it away.
Thanksgiving's here again, it seems like yesterday that we were at Aunt Martha's for a jolly holiday. Who could forget it? The way he packed that food away, must take 50 plates to feed my brother.
Z-bomb squash, Josh.
slice up the spam, Sam. Pass me that salt, Walt, and then cut me some meat. I need some fried dough, Joe, so get it over here pronto. And then you better step back, Jack, and watch me eat.
I love him dearly, I don't want him to be hurt. But we'd be saying grace and he'd be halfway through dessert. And it's pathetic the way he dribbles on his shirt. It's always 50 plates to feed my brother.
Beat that steak, Jake. Chicken pot pie, guy. Slab of cheese, please. And a root beer float. Let go of the fork, dog. Get away from that roast pork. Think about that bird, nerd. Going down my throat. So grab another plate, Nate. Open up the fridge, bitch. Dish out the spud, bud. And make room for me. If I'm a little uncouth, Ruth, it's cause it got me a sweet tooth. Together again, Ben. Thanksgiving and me. That show is tasty.
Oh, clap, clap, okay. Clap, clap.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Ted. Fucking Ted, man. He just doesn't know when to quit. He didn't like gave him, he didn't like that treat. I put the treat in his mouth and he like throws it to the ground, you know. What?
Damn.
I don't want this. I want one of the good expensive treats. One of those a show, dude. That's the new rule. There you go. You chewed that one. You got the little stick. Beauty. Hey, this movie was on yesterday. We watched it. The Fortune Cookie.
Oh, was it? Eh?
Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Great movie. Great movie.
Oh, classic. Classic. I love it. Walter Matthau at his finest. Hey, G. Mikey has.
Doc.
Yeah, G. Mikey has joined us.
Hey, G. Mikey.
G. Mikey. G. Mikey.
And he'll eat anything.
Yeah, Ted. No. Deal with it, dude. It's a tasty beverage. So yeah, we watched that. Me and the boy.
Good man.
We sat around and watched that flick.
Yeah?
And that's what we did on a Sunday afternoon.
Apathy Nation? I take it was Apathy Nation you watched it with?
Apathetic Nation and I watched Fortune Cookie.
Apathetic Nation.
Classic.
Still like that name. Is he still living
he's
up
He's not apathetic.
Name?
No, he's not apathetic. He's all fucking fired up politically.
And he's an atheist.
He's anti-fi or something. I don't know. He's all fired up, man.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Gotta be fired up with that stuff.
What if they tried to get Jim Brown in that movie, Fortune Cookie? You know? That'd be perfect. The team was the Browns. It was the running back. The guy from Never mind. Alright. So what else we gotta do here? We get into the oh geez. Yeah, 3 minutes is coming up here.
Good deal. Thanksgiving.
And tonight's
minutes?
Yeah, Thanksgiving 3 minutes.
Believe it or not.
We got three minutes of Ted whining. That'll be interesting.
Don't like his treat.
No, Ted. Sorry, Bubby. Sorry, folks. You're gonna kill yourself if you
take
if
a
you
spin.
Eat another one.
You could be a winner.
Guys. You know what that means? It's time, once again, for 3 minutes.
Yes.
You'll never get back. Oh, yeah, this is a Thanksgiving song.
Oh, okay.
Called Dirty Bird. It's a Thanksgiving
Dirty
song.
Bird.
Yeah, you were working overtime this week, man. I had like three shows worth of shit.
When I get back to back days off, I'm up all night.
Jiminy Christmas. I got it. I'm cool now, you know. It's luckily, I have a talent for finding good yodels, because tonight's yodel.
Good. Because I can't.
Forget about it. Forget about it. But, yeah, this is called The Dirty Bird.
Dirty
isn't
Bird.
It, Ted? Yeah, stop it. And then he snorts. He whines and he snorts. And then he'll bark if I ignore him too far. I know.
I heard a whine. I heard a whine.
Yeah. He's whining. Less whining. We're 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Dirty Bird, I think.
How was Thanksgiving?
Mine was a little weird.
Yeah, mine was super weird.
Huh?
Yeah. Mine was weird too. Jay, what happened?
I was at my girl's dinner with the family. Her mama, dad, and granny wore that ugly sweater that she bought. Damn, that shit was tacky. Didn't match my khakis. Granny's kinda racist when she talks.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Caller here, area code 614, you're on the Possum Hour.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Gigantor the Space Age Robot.
Hey, Gigantor.
There Hi. He is, Gigantor the Space Age Robot.
You know,
what's up, dude?
I was wondering why I was going around going, hi, all the time.
Hi.
You know, hi.
Hi.
I figured
hi.
It out. It's a TV thing, man. All these commercials go, hi, I'm somebody.
Hi.
I'm like that nobody cares about, but.
Yeah, like, hi, I'm Vincent Price.
Well, hi, I'm somebody, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm selling cars. Hi, I'm selling rugs. Hi, I'm cleaning, I don't know, basements. Hi.
Maybe they're
they
hi.
Always start with, they do that. So
sometimes they
I
say hello.
They do that sometimes, man.
Say hello.
Well,
hello.
That's the crazy ones. They go hello,
and then like it's like on Hee Haw, they'll say howdy.
Howdy, yeah.
Well, that's what I've been doing at work. I come up with many different ways.
And
hola.
Laramie, they say howdy, I reckon.
Huh.
Well, much obliged. They don't say thank you. They say
much obliged.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can go about this greeting thing, you know. But
just don't fucking say Merry Christmas. That's all.
No.
Oh, I won't. Oh, my God. Hell no.
Huh? You got to say fuck
Christmas. Hell no. I'd never do that.
It's fuck Christmas.
It's Merry fucking Christmas.
What do you think? I'm a fucking crazy asshole or something?
There you go.
What do you think I'm like? I don't know. No, it doesn't matter to me. You know, I mean, hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Wait, whoa. Happy summer, other.
Well, it could be anything. Garbage Day. Happy Garbage Day.
Oh, happy
garbage.
Oh, dude. Oh, whoa.
My day early.
Merry
Garbage
Day.
Did you tell the garbage story yet, man? My God.
What, your garbage story?
Yeah.
Oh, it's here.
Oh. Well, he had no garbage pickup for a long, long time. Like,
years? Well, my buddy said he would pick up my beer cans, okay? He's like, you got a good deal here. I'll take your beer cans and the garbage.
Okay.
All right, that worked out for a while, like the first year. Now, he like, little by little... took more beer cans, less garbage.
Then he started ripping out the copper iron in your house, right?
You see where this is going, Gumby?
I say it.
I mean,
his
this
name is
where
is
it went.
Fred Lake. Is it Fred Lake?
Fred Trump.
There you go.
No, it's not. But, you know... Gumby, man. Like, I've been trying to
bringing it boys
know.
Here. Bringing it boys.
All right, boys.
Welcome to the show.
We scared
We're
off,
hearing
Mike.
About Gigantor the Space Age Robot's garbage problem. So anyway, you ended up with a garage full of garbage. Garbage garage, right?
Oh, yeah, much better. Well, an excess of garbage.
But now you got rid of all the garbage finally because you got garbage service. And you've been putting
it
out.
Yeah, that was so. Yeah, you know what? It makes you feel like a man. I feel like Larry.
It's almost,
man.
It's like
hey,
voting.
Man,
yeah.
It's more, voting. You know, I don't know. You feel like wagon train. Hey, man, take my garbage.
Yeah?
I just
left their garbage.
I got a little swagger when I go out there with the garbage now. You know what I mean? Hey, take my garbage, pal.
Like, you're like the Flint McClintock of Garbage Day.
I don't know, man. It gives you that little swagger. You know?
So, Gigantor, how do you feel about Brandon having sex with a turkey bird? That's wrong, ain't it? Brandon has sex with a bird in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
that's
shit.
Wrong.
I don't like birds, man. Birds are, like, uncool, man.
They are.
Well, it's gross.
It's
raw. It's one thing.
No,
man.
You can't have
gross.
Sex with birds ever, never.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I say.
I'm saying
take away
not ever.
From tonight's possum hours. Don't fuck birds. Whether they're cooked
no,
or
never, man. Bird. No. I mean, you know, and if you do, for God's sake, don't tell people about it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There you go.
You know, it's like the guy in PA, man. They caught him fucking a deer in his bathtub. I'm not joking. Now, this happened for real. I'm not joking.
Oh, yeah.
I got arrested. Now, number one, how do you get caught fucking a deer? Jesus God, man.
Yeah.
You should be more discreet. You know, I guess
well,
you're
that, probably that live Facebook
back.
Feed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You put it on Facebook
back
live
in the 80s,
and
they.
Oh, okay.
I told my buddy, I'm like, oh, geez, man, I can hear it now. Yes, dear. No, dear. You know what I mean? The old freaking ball and chain.
But was it a dead deer?
Oh yeah, it was your fault. When he got done with it, was.
Yeah. That's another thing. It's not fuck roadkill.
The deer.
It was a necrophiliac beastie. It was necrophiliac beastie.
The deer has nothing to say about this.
It's a double down.
I think it's like a deer raping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Doubling down.
Why don't you
deer
sit
rapes,
down there and write this down? Making a list of what not
to
fuck.
We got to go to the world of sports. We're going to take it over to the sports desk.
I got one more thing to say, dude. Come on. This is my
deer?
This is my stick, right? Gumby,
okay.
Look. Yeah. I've been wanting to do it, so.
Yeah.
You don't have to be lonely at smelllikeabrewery.com. Ow.
I love it. Now we got set that with some music. Get some music behind that. I like it.
Well, you know, whatever's happened to you, man, you've been hanging out with the wrong girl, man. They don't drink like you do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know?
There you go. All right.
Uh-huh.
Like, world of sports. Now, in case you missed it, Scottish dart player Gary Anderson defeated Dutchman Wesley Harms 10-2 to earn a spot in the quarterfinals of the Grand Slam of darts. But the match was not without a whiff of controversy. In a post-match interview, Harms claimed that he wasn't able to play to the best of his abilities because there was a terrible smell on stage that likely came from the posterior of his opponent.
Anderson
left a fragrant smell behind, and that it will take him 2 nights to lose the smell from his nose.
Uh-huh.
So.
I need cricket.
That's well. It's not
that's
cricket.
What
that's not the.
I
go one
smell
in
the
open now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to be corking the dart, but no, that's worse. Yeah, you release some kind of gas. That's wrong.
That's
501 open in, open out. Ooh,
You know. That's remember that time that guy fed the Pirates chili and they blew a playoff game. You know, because they rolled.
I
remember beating up the Pirate Parrot man with Chris Barris.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably you probably should talk about that on the air.
Probably not. Well, I mean, you know, it's not like he's the most upstanding parent in the world.
Well, that's the guy that went to jail for giving being a coke connect for the Pirates back in the old days.
That's what I mean. Well, I mean, we did a good thing, I think.
He didn't fuck a bird.
Dude, I have a good knack of saying things I shouldn't say on the air, huh? Don't I? Yeah, I say everything I say, man. Wow, don't say that.
It's
Bam, don't say that.
Man. Only Norwegians are listening right now. Norwegians and
whoever's
in the lounge.
Well, no, the Norwegians aren't even listening tonight because they're out raking.
Oh, they're raking.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, they're out raking tonight. Yeah.
Make
then
American
how could I go wrong? How could I go wrong?
Okay.
I'm just joking.
I'm trying to find some stories here that you know to read on the news. There wasn't a whole lot going on.
I don't need to fuck your world up or nothing, dude.
No. You're adding interesting color to the proceedings.
Yes.
Not really, man. I think I'm just kind of.
Well, here you go. How about
off.
This, dude? What do you think of this? Flat earthers now think the earth is shaped like a donut, which makes a lot more sense.
Wow.
Donut shape.
Oh, wow.
That makes more sense than a ball, right?
All right. Can I interject here, man? I'm curious. I decided that I don't know how many layers of the earth there are. Does anyone know that, man? Like, are there layers? Where's the core at? Is the core on fire? Is that what they're saying, man?
Yeah, the core's on fire. The core is supposed
it's
to
be
on fire. I mean, really, these are interesting things I like to know, man.
Yeah.
You know?
They've never been able to. Well, they think that, but they've never been able to dig deep enough to find out.
You're going to have to prove that one to me, you know?
Well, it's hell.
Well?
It's hell.
It ain't happened yet.
Well,
there's a hole in Russia.
Read your Bible.
The Russians were trying
Bible.
To.
I mean, I'm this kind of guy. I like to see proof.
I'm serious. It's good to be serious.
I'm deadly serious. Dude, I am
deadly
serious about this.
Dead serious.
I'm going to throw another one at you. Like, how do they know that dogs are colorblind? How do they know that? How do they know no snowflake's the same?
Well, they know
you
that. They dissect the eyes and all that shit.
Like, run around chasing every snowflake down, and how do they know that maybe there is one that matches the
Well, they
other
checked.
One?
They checked
know?
Five
exactly.
or six of them. They were all different, so they just assumed the rest of them were different.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, that's
like
just not a
deduction.
Good assumption. I don't.
It was deduction.
I mean, that's, I don't know. I'm thinking one or two snowflakes are the same. Damn it.
The lounge has a very interesting question.
Yes.
How much garbage can a space-age robot have? I mean, what do you eat?
That's
you know, what kind
one.
Of garbage
That's
you got there? Yeah.
Who's your messiah now? Right.
Well, too much, Gumby.
That's
all
amazing.
Too much. Too much. Too much.
Well, what's too much? Well, now, wait a minute. What's a space-age robot? Accumulates too much garbage.
Uh-huh.
Something happens.
Yeah.
he makes it go away.
Flies
exactly.
are buzzing
one
around that
another.
Garage is what it is.
One way or another, you know.
I hear you.
Well, we were talking about Finland, Iceland, man. The president of Iceland was talking shit on pineapple pizza, man. It's all over the paper. Did you see this?
No.
No.
Yeah. Sarah's upset about that. Thank God we have a leader in our country that doesn't say stupid shit like that. You know, he should.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
People should know better. You know?
Uh-huh.
Fucking Hawaiian, you know.
He didn't come in and say something, did he?
No, this is the guy. He says, for
I can't believe he jumped in and go, hey, that's a good kind of pizza. It's a space pizza.
Space pizza. I'm surprised
space
you didn't
pizza.
Declare war on them. Defending that pineapple.
Iceland is a nation of fisher folk. And if, you know, they put seafood on their pizzas. Seafood.
It doesn't matter. Sounds like, all right, that's it. War on that pizza.
I had an anchovy pizza last week, man. Anchovies and sausage. Holy shit. That was good.
Okay, sounds disgusting.
Iceland would have approved, man. And I'm with the president of Iceland. Pineapples on a pizza is dumb. Forget about it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody. But
sorry,
no.
Hawaii.
Sorry, Dr. K.
Hawaii.
No.
Well, we go to this place. We have deemed them the pizza Nazis. Okay. And I don't know why, because there's nothing Nazi about them. They're like they're Greek or something. And I'm telling you, these guys got the best food ever.
The best ever. Nobody's seen pizza like that.
It is ridiculous, dude. East 5th, go down there, try it.
It's the best pizza ever, man.
Well, I mean,
nobody's ever seen pizza like that.
It's not pizza. It's like chicken wings. It's you name it, they have it.
Chicken wings like nobody's ever seen. It's crazy.
I mean, I mean, even they have pastrami sandwiches. They have gyros. They have freaking
gyros.
Ready mustard
gyro.
Hello.
Hello.
You know what a gyro is, right? A gyro.
She's ready for the yodel.
All right. Nice. All right. I'm sorry to report you, Maggie. Hey, it's great talking to you guys, man. I'm gonna let you guys do your thing. Cause you know what? Just do your thing.
No one else
does their thing.
Well, I mean, Ted's taking over the show if you won't. You know, Ted.
Shut the fuck up.
I like comics on my pizza.
I just had fun calling in, like being an asshole. Hey, you don't have to be lonely and smell like a brewery.com.
There you go. I like it. You're looking at a hit there.
Well, dummy.
You smell like a brewery.
I went, thanks a lot, dude. Man. No, my boss went, man, you smell like a brewery. I went, thanks, man. No one ever notices. I work hard at that, you know? I'm like, I've been really at it for years and years. Thank God someone finally noticed.
Tell them it's your new cologne.
No, I mean, I smell like a brewery. I work hard at that. It's expensive, too.
Anheuser-Busch cologne. That's what you tell them.
I mean, you know.
Dr. Cake thinks you should sing karaoke.
Yeah, there you go, Jack D'Antonio.
I can't even pick Oki up.
Karaoke. You can sing karaoke down there at the place on Main Street, didn't you? Yeah. Rookie did, I know.
Yeah. Well, Rookie ripped it up, man. He did, Flirting with Disaster or something, man. It was just ridiculous, man. He ripped the place up and down. Rookie's good, man. He's really...
Gigantor plays guitar, man. He doesn't have to do that empty voice
nonsense.
Gigantor
plays guitar.
There you go.
I'm a pretty good guitarist. I am. You know what? You know, now that I'm old, I realize that I don't... But I'll tell you, Rookie,
you missed
man.
It, man. You missed Rookstock. At Rookstock, Half Apple sang My Way.
Half Apple, my God.
Half Apple.
He did it his way. Oh, wow.
I'm like, wow, you got to, you know, it takes some nerve to sing My Way, man.
Are you serious?
You got
that right. Uh-huh.
Wait,
dead serious.
Rookstock?
Dead serious. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, wow. Even after the catcher thing?
He was trying to close, man. You know, that was his closing sequence. What are you going to do? Didn't work out so good. All right, here it is. We got to wrap up the news. New Orleans man is accused of a bomb threat. See? He comes tearing into this restaurant, and he says, y'all about to close right now, because I'm going to get a bomb and blow this place up, right? And the employees are like, holy shit. Well, what he meant was he was going to go into Cannes and drop a deuce.
He was
going to close the joint down.
Oh, God.
So he faces two counts of communicating false information of a planned arson.
He's lucky to get shot. You'd like you to get shot, man, you know. My God.
Don't you anybody know? Go in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
That's that food that you eat on, like an animal. Top class bird on the map, girl. Smoke to the bone, 'cause I know that you want them green Toluca turkeys. Got extra wrap that you ask for, 'cause they got the grease. All around the world they speak the language, but your foodie don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk turkey to me. Talk turkey to me. Talk turkey to me. The bird is the word, no gobble English. Our interactions ain't long, but you will love this. We got the bird that them want, keep calm, carry on. Got extra wraps that you asked for, 'cause you bought a new one. All around the world they speak the language, but your foodie don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk turkey to me. Talk turkey to me. Talk turkey to me. Talk turkey to me. Uno is very rico. Dos, loved by all the people. Tres, chosen one like Neo. Cuatro, two trays. Dos Adidas, close to Jesus. Max style visas, no ducks and zebras. Ooh. Come and meet us at sunset, yeah. Nice and juicy turkey legs, yeah. Walt Disney World at its best, yo. I sold so much I could be a chef, yeah. Got more guests, what you expect? The turkey's so good it don't need a vet. Every day all the folks wanna get and chew it. Taking pics on the phone with the big beauty. Every day all the folks wanna get and chew it. Taking pics on the phone with the big beauty. All around the world they speak the language, but your foodie don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk turkey to me. Talk turkey to me. Turkey to me. Talk turkey to me.
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
That's more Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Yeah, it was another 3 minutes, Cake.
Yeah.
Doubling down tonight.
Thanksgiving's just not a funny holiday. We try
out. Yeah. I mean, lumpy gravy. Lumpy gravy goes without saying. That funny.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I should have played.
Hey.
Lumpy Gravy by Frank Zappa. Right. Yeah.
Friday.
Gigantor Space Age Robot. What's up?
You're on.
I was going to say, man, Zappa, you do realize that Monty Python's coming to town with Spam-A-Lot.
Monty Python's coming to town. No, I did not know that.
Yes, yes. They're going to do like a serious, like, Spamalot thing.
Cool.
So,
traveling company of Spamalot. I can dig it.
I saw that in Boston. Very good.
I mean, that's big in my world, you know.
Yeah. Pretty cool production.
Not.
I saw it at the Boston Commons.
Maybe it ain't that good. Maybe it kind of sucks.
That's cool.
No, it ain't that cool. You know, I think I'm just going to go hide because I said that.
Hey, man, you've been scared.
I'm
going to
hide. So I'm going out in my garage.
You're watching the movie again.
No, I'm going to go out in my garage. I'm going to bury myself in garbage so no one sees me because I said that. You know, no one will ever know. So don't tell nobody, okay?
All right. Well, we're going to alert the authorities, though, if that's all right.
Oh, don't alert the authorities. Well, they're going to
alert the authorities.
They'll be buried in garbage.
Yeah. They'll just come over and they'll, you know, make sure everything's copacetic and,
Oh, don't alert the authorities.
Just know the difference between a dump, a deuce, and a bomb.
Yeah.
You know, Stromboli bomb and a real bomb. That's the, you know, you're splitting hairs.
Watch
there.
Your words, kid. Watch your words.
Stromboli bomb. Oh, pal, not the Stromboli bomb.
You remember the Stromboli bomb, man.
Everybody remembers the Stromboli bomb, dude.
Man,
everybody.
That was crazy, Tom. But it was we were renting this. There was like, what,
was
eight of us? Or something
the other
like
day
that.
About the Stromboli bomb. This is a legendary dump.
Well, there was two floors in this joint, the Rodney, and there was two bathrooms, right? So and then Ted took a dump in the downstairs bathroom, and he says, "Oh, geez, that was a Stromboli bomb. Don't anybody go in there." And like it was radiation. There was like a glow and shit, man. Nobody went near it.
It was toxic, for sure.
Yeah.
Did it make it to the top floor? To the second floor?
It made it to the top floor for sure. Oh yeah, thank you, my man. He just, you know how you put your finger in your mouth, you went Stromboli bomb. It's legendary. It's a legendary dump, man.
Stromboli bomb.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm proud of it.
Geez.
Damn proud of it.
Oh, we got it.
Chemical warfare. He said that. He said this is chemical warfare right there. He said it. Okay. It's crazy as hell, man. Yeah. It's a Rodney. It's a Rodney.
That's the Rodney.
Yeah.
Rodney.
You got to tell the posters out there that the original Ted is not your dog.
Yeah, the original Ted.
Oh, we're talking about the
original
Ted. Ted isn't real.
Ted the human.
Real.
Ted the human being.
Ted the human.
Ted, I think, outdid the original Ted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
you know,
he's based
Ted
on the original.
Ted was really annoying, man, but my God, the dog Ted just blew him out the water.
Yeah, he's pretty annoying.
Man.
He was extinguishing himself
evil.
Tonight, man. He's finally down for the count.
No, I love that dog, man. That dog's like a dog.
I'll tell you what, man. Check this out. I seen this today. You know how they have that White House Correspondents' Dinner? And, like, every year the comedian gets worse and worse, you know?
Yes.
And, Dirty and, you know, the gal last year was fucking... Man, I still got a boner over her, man. She was so dirty. You know, that redhead?
Who was it? Oh, okay. Yes. I remember.
Nah, he's lost me on this one. But
Michelle Wolf.
I still have a boner, though.
Yeah, she. Oh man, she was so funny and so dirty, man. Dirty. Well, they decided since there's no such thing as a sense of humor anymore, they're not going to have a comic at the thing.
Yeah, of course.
So nobody. So you know,
man.
Who gives a fuck about it now, man?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean,
you know. That was the cool thing. Every year, you know, they'd have some comedian come out there and unload, you know, on the. I know, because they'd unload on everybody.
Dude, both
sides of the aisle.
Everybody's fucking game, man, right? Everybody's fair game, right?
Right, and yeah, it's that
you
thing.
Know?
And now
sort
they're
like,
oh, well, you know.
Man. It's sort of like the aristocrats.
Now there will be no more fun. Dean Wormer lives
no
on, man. There will be no more fun.
Well, I mean, if you get Gilbert Godfrey, they went, you're not allowed to be funny no more, man. You know, stop it. You're too funny and just...
I know, yodeling time's coming up, Cake. I can smell it. Got a beauty tonight.
No,
you like yodels, don't you, Gigantor? Who doesn't?
Oh,
who doesn't like yodeling?
I yodel daily.
A good damn yodel.
Oh, you know, you should see my yodeling dance, man. It's a yodeling dance like never before seen.
Well, this
by
one,
this one
is kind of this is like a Thanksgiving themed yodel. Believe it or not, I go to these lengths.
Oh man, I'm already hard.
All right, let's hit it.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel. Yodeling time!
There's a woman in my life. She is my grandpa's wife. She's the mother of my dad. She's my grandma. With a halo of white and a smile so big and bright. She's the master of hugs. She's my grandma. And in the evening, when grandpa plays his harmonica, grandma sits and strums and sings along. Yodel-a-dee-dee, yodel-um-diddle-oo-dee, yodel-um-diddle-a-dee, um-diddle-oo-dee, yodel-a-dee-dee, yodel-um-diddle-oo-dee, yodel-um-diddle-a-oo-diddle-oo-dee. Yodel-a-widdle-a-widdle-a-widdle-a-widdle-um-diddle-oo-dee, yodel-um-diddle-a-dee, um-diddle-oo-dee, yodel-a-widdle-a-widdle-a-widdle-a-widdle-um-diddle-oo-dee. In my chair, I pretended not to care, but I've always wanted to sing like my grandma. So I'd practice in the woods, just dreaming that I could, and now I can yodel like grandma. So in the evening, when grandpa plays his harmonica, grandma and I will sing along.
Teared up pretty good there, man. You know.
Dare I say heartwarming?
You got a little tear in your eye now, and grandma?
I got a little tear in my eye.
It's kind of bad because, you know, I am just basically a robot. It's going to rust me up. Yeah, I got a little rust.
Get the old can out.
Yeah, you know, I'll be okay.
But that was a good Thanksgiving yodel, because when's the only time you ever think of the old bat? Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, boy, I tell you know. It tore me up pretty good.
What you drinking there, Gigantor? Old English? What you drinking?
I didn't know.
What are you imbibing?
No, I'm drinking Bush. Bush, baby.
Bush. That was wild, man. Dude came down and he had a case of Bush, didn't he?
Bush.
Johnny came down with the case.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Ridgway. Yeah, he had Bush.
We shouldn't use real names, though, man. Because he's undercover for the CIA.
Wait a minute. Isn't he the Red...
What was his nickname? What we used to call him?
He's the Green River Killer.
Ain't no one ever know.
He never really had a nickname, did he?
Rover? Shaky and Rover, man. They called him Rover. Remember? Rover.
Yeah.
I don't know where Rover
I don't remember Rover. I remember calling him Shaky.
Rotor, not Rover.
Rotor. Yeah, Rotor. You're right. Rotor. Yeah, that's his name.
I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah. Okay, we've settled that.
You know.
Oh, he's a great guy. Likes cheap beer.
Oh, yeah. He was like wondering where Joey Tapper went. Joey Tapper. Remember Joey Tapper?
Say his name 3 times and you're going to turn into Bloody Mary.
Oh, man, one more time, Joey Tapper.
No, it's a Bloody Mary.
You know, dude,
get a stalk
like
of celery in that guy. I know, they're great. They're great. I haven't had one in a million years, and I could go make one right fucking now. That's the beauty of my life.
Well,
never
you know what?
One.
Guess what, John? So could I, pal.
Oh.
I got vodka. Listen.
You got vodka?
I got vodka. Nice. I got V8. I can make me one right now.
Go for it.
Cool.
Drinking, boys. But, you know, I'm in
drinking
that zone
beer.
Now.
That's a morning drink, man. I drink that. They're not good at night.
I'm no longer broke, man. Dude, it's like, I'm making good money now, man. The robot
you're flush.
Has.
Nice.
I'm flush, man. I got like a. Yeah. I'm not like broke no more. It's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. It's absolutely.
You know what I'm
going to
be drinking tomorrow morning, man? I'm telling you right now.
Bloody Mary.
I got to go to work, right? No. Oh, come on, man. To work, you know.
Well, eye opener.
Oh, man. I won't drink before I go to work. You know that.
How is she going to smell like a distillery?
Yeah, that's right.
I do that tonight. No, I'm not. Come on, you know that. I mean, I'll
bet
I'm
you when
drinking,
he told you that you were drinking vodka tonight before, because that shit oozes
dude,
out of your pores.
I do Ryan right, man. You know, anyone don't like it, I fucking know when you know I do. I told the guy,
it's true.
Man, and he listened. I roll by the line right, man.
He
don't like it. He just has to like it.
That's
right. I make him like it.
Right.
But tomorrow, man, you know what I have? I have a big fucking thing of 100% orange juice, man. You know?
Well, there you go.
I've been doing this.
A little vodka
in
that. You got a screwdriver, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to do that in the morning. I'm going to... Dude, man,
it's an eye opener. Who
you're a
do
bad
that?
Influence, man. You're a bad influence.
A little bracer. Get you
get you ready for work.
Well, maybe I will. No, you know I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna keep my pants on tomorrow.
Well, that's
they
a good
don't
idea.
Like when I take my pants off,
hey,
like, dude.
Did you know? Did you hear about Vincent Price?
With no pain.
Pork chop, chicken livers, steak, pork chop, pork. Chicken livers, steak, pork chop, pork. Chicken livers, steak, beer, ketchup, horseradish, banana, fried rice,
chunky peanut butter. Well, that was a sumptuous meal, wasn't it?
Jambalaya!
Jambalaya! Yeah.
Jambalaya!
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. That was awesome.
I jumped the gun.
Freaking. Freaking.
I like that jambalaya.
Vincent Price never fails.
It's funny as hell, man.
Uncle Vinny brings it, baby.
He brings the heat, baby.
Well, you know, someone got to.
Hey, what do we got here?
It was great to be, like, in touch with you guys, man. I miss you, you know.
All right. Cool. Well, anytime, man. Always welcome.
Always remember to rub your roast. You got to rub your roast.
And rub your roast, yeah.
Rub
your roast.
Roast,
a boneless roast.
My roast?
Get a boneless roast.
Rub your roast.
A boneless roast.
Oh, trust me, man. That's what I'm eating for Thanksgiving.
That was earlier tonight.
It's gonna be a road.
Yeah, he hipped us to the.
I heard it. You guys are. I heard it.
The secret of life.
All right, here goes.
Well.
All right, so I'm drinking.
Yuengling
Golden Pilsner.
You gotta say that.
What do you got, Gumby?
Gumby, don't do nothing.
Just water. What do you got, Gigantor's Space Age metal workers?
You got the Boosh. I'm going to bed, man.
You got the Boosh.
Oh, man, check it out. There you go.
You going to rub your roast before
tequila.
Bed?
Tequila.
Yeah.
I'm
just going to lay down.
Thanksgiving's coming up here, you know.
That's right.
You know, dude, it'll be great, man. Everything's good.
Yuengling
Golden Pilsner.
When the Gumbies are sitting around having Thanksgiving dinner, each one saying what they're thankful for, I'm going to say I'm thankful that Gigantor called in the possum hour. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, man,
there you go.
Let me tell you this. And I'm thankful to talk to you guys. And I'm going to tell you right now. I only got two more days of work. Count them.
You just made baby Jeebus jizz, man.
After Tuesday and Wednesday, guess what? Guess what happens after Tuesday and Wednesday? I'm off. Thursday.
There you go.
Friday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
You got a long weekend,
It could be
That's
scary.
What she said.
People will probably be like, wishing I wasn't off.
Yeah.
Hey.
You better put a warning out to the convenience stores in the area.
I did.
He's on the prowl.
No, you know what? Here's what's bad, John. Here's what's bad.
Yuengling Golden Pilsner.
Here's what's
yes,
bad.
Sir.
I don't even need them now because I bought it all already.
There you go. That's beauty, man.
You know, I had so much money last weekend that I bought everything I need.
Right.
Okay. Well, we got to beam out. So say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. All right. Yeah.
Good night, Dick. Good night, Dan.
Yeah, sounds like it's coming from over there. Oh, what I would give just to be with all my friends. Feet are taking me, I know I'm quite a ways away from where I really want to be. Big and Jimmy.
dabba dabba do. Go ahead, too. So you slinging guards tomorrow there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Gigantor's already in the docking bay, rubbing his roast. We're not rubbing his roast.
I don't know what he calls that.
Good times. I'm just glad there was sound tonight, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So I hope you have a good turkey. So I'm not doing anything Thursday. Maybe I'll go have dinner with Gigantor.
Hopefully I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. I haven't seen the number one son in a dog's age, so it'd be nice to go over there and see the youngsters, the young cup, the young lovers.
She's a cutie.
Ugh. Ach, mein Gott in Himmel. Mm-hmm. Kidding me. Yeah, it's a cute. So, where the fuck's the... Man, I wasn't quite with it tonight. I wasn't right there. I was like 3 seconds in the future or something. The whole night was crazy. I gotta live in the moment, man. You know?
Yeah, you did just fine.
But it's funny because we'll do a show, you know, and I'll go, God, that was the worst show I've ever done. Didn't make any sense. And then I'll listen back, and it'll be perfectly fine.
Exactly. I do the same thing.
How?
Yeah.
How in the hell did that happen? But the magic of podcasts, I guess. The magic of possum.
Oh.
So, shall we kick Mr. Newsom in the caboose?
Yes.
Well, we'll be back Friday because I have nothing else better to do than Possum Hour.
You know I don't.
Help. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. So, keep them cards and letters coming, Gumby.
You know it. Hopefully
a lot of weird shit. I think
Sundays and Mondays off, so that's when I...
Oh,
up
cool.
Late at night.
So, yeah. yeah. I think we've got a dick show in the making. There's a lot of penis humor amongst the... putting it all in a pile over here, you know. Maybe we'll do a penis theme show.
I'd like to get Kelly to call in for that one, because you know what?
There you go. There you go.
She's general manager, right? You know the three guys that she's in charge of? Their names are Willie, and Peter.
Wow.
Two Willies and a Peter she has under her.
You can't write that. You can't make that up.
This is some kind of empowerment for women thing going on there. Two Willies and a Peter.
That's right. Under her thumb, baby.
Right under her.
That's cool. She seems like a cool girl, man. That's real nice.
She
to
is,
have a cool boss.
But she's either partying or she's too tired to call her. 10 o'clock is kind of late for her. Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever top Wild Man for a boss, but...
Yeah.
You know. That's,
there you go.
When your boss's name is Wild Man. Yeah. the Wild Man. Oh, who you work for? The Wild Man.
T-shirt guy?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Wild Man.
Wild
still
Man
got the
Larry.
Boot store.
Remember him?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wild Man Larry,
the songs that he put out, yeah.
Yeah, I think he tried to sue him or something. All right, man. Well, I guess we'll see you Friday then. And in the meantime, don't take any wooden nickels.
Yes. Yes.
Wise man. All right. Okay, we'll ride off into the sunset.
Cheyenne, Cheyenne, where will you be camping tonight? Don't gonna make espresso.